Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to be with you on this Thursday. Our number 800-795-9565. Jump in. The conversation is tilted today toward you, the fans, as to whether or not Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. At this time of the year, it's going to be a primary topic to begin with. Eventually, we'll get into a lot of other topics with Penn State football about to get rolling. Obviously, at the end of the month, you'll have the Big Ten Media Day, followed by Penn State Media Day, training camp, leading up to the initial game of the season with Temple at the Link in Philadelphia. We'll have a lot to talk about there. Eventually, we'll get into basketball, wrestling. But baseball's taking center stage right now. And the All-Star Game is next week in Cincinnati. And Pete Rose will be a part of the All-Star festivities in Cincinnati. And I think it's justified that he should be. He's an important part of the history of Cincinnati baseball. The question is now that he's applied for reinstatement, do you, the fans, who pay to go into the Hall of Fame, do you think he should be in? 800-795-9565. And this is not going to be one of those shows where the host is going to sit there and say, oh, no, you're wrong about this, you're wrong. No, I've already stated my opinion. People know what my opinion happens to be about it. Jason Stark has a different opinion than I do. Respect it completely. Well, you're the fans. And for a lot of you, many of you, of course, not just his Cincinnati years, but what he did for the Phillies. And his winning attitude, in combination with the talent they already had there, helped them win their first ever World Series in 1980. And he was a big part of that. Big part of it.
My vote would be he gets in.
Okay, that's fine, Kyle. Again, that's...
Well, like you had mentioned earlier, the Hall of Fame isn't a Boy Scout troop. I mean, there are members in there that are racist and that they've had other implications and issues and stuff like that in their private lives. And yeah, the gambling did play a part in the sport itself, but still, his own issues aside, he was still one of the best players to play the game, without a doubt.
Okay. Fair enough. 800-795-9565. What's your opinion? Should he be in or out? I've expressed my opinion over time, so my opinion is shelved and irrelevant right now. Your opinion means everything. 800-795-9565. I don't know if age has anything to do with the opinion on Pete Rose or not. It could, because Pete Rose has not played in a Major League Baseball game in 28 years. So that's something that, you know, I always consider when we're talking about such things. You know, anytime we talk about a Penn State Pitt game, for example, you know, I do realize that, let's face it, I mean, Penn State and Pitt have not played on a regular basis except for 4 years. They haven't played on a year-in and year-out basis since 1992. So if you're 23 years of age, you know, those four games in 97, 98, 99, and 2000, the only four Penn State-Pitt games in your lifetime, that's if you're 23. Now let's make it realistic. If you're 33, right, for Pete Rose as a player, you know, when the Phillies won the 1980 World Series, that was 35 years ago. You'd have to be in your early 40s to appreciate that 1980 Philadelphia Phillies team. You'd have to be in your early 40s to really remember Pete Rose as a player. It's been 40 years, 40 years since the Big Red Machine won the World Series, their first one, you know, with the group together, 75, 76. 40 years. You'd have to be 47 or 48 years old to really have a memory of them winning the World Series. And Pete Rose, by the way, was the MVP of that series. Him sliding headfirst into third base, everything that goes with it. Now, I'm 57. So when that World Series was played, I was 17 years old. I was a senior in high school. So I remember every pitch of every game. I was the only one that stayed up and watched Bertie Carbo hit a three-run pinch-hit homer in the eighth inning. I was the only one that was still awake when Carlton Fisk hit the game winner in the 12th inning in Game 6. Well, the only one awake when he actually hit the ball. Then when I jumped up and yelled, I found out that I woke my father up. And when he came charging out, and I was like, he goes, Carlton Fisk just won the game of the World Series on run. He goes, okay, Steve, don't be so loud. Just go back, go to sleep. like, okay, I can be euphoric again. It was 1 a.m. I woke him up. He didn't wake Dad up. He just didn't. But that was 40 years ago. 40. Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Davey Concepcion, Pete Rose, Cesar Geronimo, Johnny Bench, Don Gullett, Raleigh Eastwick, Pat Darcy. I mean, you know, so. Those were part of those great red teams. George Foster. Foster had 52 home runs 1 year. Played left field for them. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's, but that's 40 years ago. So, when you talk about Pete Rose, how many of you actually saw him play? I can tell Bill did. I can tell Tony did. Kyle, you never saw him play.
No, I can admit that.
Right, I'm just saying, that's not a put down. That's just a. That just shows how. I mean, it's been a long time since he's played. But you've seen, obviously, you've seen all the video of how he played. You will see repeated video of him running Ray Fosse over at home plate in the All-Star game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll see that. If I recall correctly, Jim Hickman of the Cubs is the one that delivered the single to center that allowed him to score. And ironically, Rose was not the MVP of the All-Star game that year. Carl Yastrzemski was, because he got four hits in the game. But, I mean, should he be in? I mean, everything that you learned about him. That's one thing that you will find in our country. This country has always had, among its populace, a great forgiveness barrier. Over time, people in this country They don't forget, but they'll forgive you. And Tony brought up a very good point in his call. The NFL handled it differently. Alex Karras and Paul Hornung were found to have been betting for their teams. Karras for the Detroit Lions and Hornung for the Packers. They didn't bet against their teams. They bet for their teams, which has been pointed out. Remember when Bob and Muncy called? Bob and Muncy called the show, and he said, hey, look, Steve, he said, Rose bet for his team. He never bet against them. It's never been proven he bet against them. And Bob is absolutely right. Well, that was the same story with Paul Hornung and Alex Karras. I think it was in April of 63 that it came to the attention of Pete Rozelle, and he suspended Hornung for one full season, and he suspended Alex Karras for one full season. And then they were both allowed to resume their careers and keep playing. Hornung eventually got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's also in the College Football Hall of Fame. Alex Karras is not in the Hall of Fame. I believe Alex Karras is in the College Football Hall of Fame, but he is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Karras had himself a very good NFL career. I think Hornung was helped tremendously by playing on those great Green Bay teams. And I think if Karras had played for Green Bay and maybe not for Detroit, I think it would have helped him. He always felt that he was kept out of the Hall of Fame because of the incident. I mean, this guy was a four-time Pro Bowler, and he did make the Pro Bowl, by the way, once after being suspended for a year for gambling, and he was on the 1960s all-decade NFL team. And, you know, I mean, this was, you know, look, these guys didn't make a lot of money back then either. Karras at one point signed a contract as a professional wrestler. And Karras did admit that he placed bets on NFL games. I mean, he admitted it. He was suspended by the league along with Paul Hornung for the 63 season. And so, I don't know. He never made it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I think he always felt that the gambling thing is what the incident kept him out, but it didn't keep Paul Hornung out. It did not keep Hornung out. And Karras was a guy who never missed games. He missed one game in his entire career. One. All right. One game in his career with an injury. And yes, he is, by the way, in the College Football Hall of Fame. So, yeah, he is definitely in the College Football Hall of Fame. In fact, he was the runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. How about that? Very interesting. Karras and John Hicks. John Hicks, of course, was the runner-up to John Capoletti. Yeah, but they were suspended for placing bets on their teams. Back then, they weren't making the money they make today. But Hornung was able to overcome that and make both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he got into the College Hall of Fame first in 85. It waited a little longer to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. what he got there. So in the end, it was not held against him. And I think part of this too is when it comes to Horning and Karras. You know what the big difference between Horning and Karras happens to be? Is that they admitted and were up front with Rozelle about it. Now they were both suspended, not for just a year. They were suspended indefinitely. But Karras and Horning were both actually rather forthright about it. And I think the fact that Vince Lombardi was his coach did not hurt him. And Lombardi lobbied hard to get it reduced, you know, because they were suspended indefinitely. And Horning did believe that Lombardi lobbied Pete Rozelle so hard that it got him reinstated for the 64 season. And Horning had to agree that he would do nothing with gambling and stayed out of Las Vegas and did not go to the Kentucky Derby. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Flo from Progressive here, riding along with Paul, who owns his own plumbing company.
Plumbing, heating, and gas company.
Can't just be one thing. That's why Progressive offers commercial auto insurance that saves you money with discounts like Safe Driver, Business Experience, and Paid in Full. It's also why I am learning to whittle. Here, I made this for you.
You whittled me a toilet? I love it. Thanks, Flo.
It's a bird.
Oh.
Discounts to save your business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next? What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtor. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Everyone wants to stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter, but it can cost a small fortune. This is Tanya Diddy with Lenape Solar. Let us reduce your cooling and heating bills by as much as 75% with the installation of a Mitsubishi heating and cooling system. Not only can you save 75%, but you can improve the air quality in your home or business at the same time. Installation can be a lot less than what you might expect, and now is a great time to start saving. See Lenape Solar in Sunbury for complete details. Call today for a no-cost estimate, 570-286-1496.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Friday on This Morning, America's First News, the financial markets are beginning to look beyond the Greek debt crisis. We'll explain what that means exactly. Also, despite efforts to avoid a long and messy Republican presidential primary, that's precisely what the candidates are preparing for. And the real reason college is so expensive. Friday on This Morning, America's First News. Join us for This Morning, America's First News, weekday mornings at 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shigalimi State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Thursday, July 23rd, from 7 to 8 p.m., we will have a drum circle at the Point in the marina, featuring drum master Stu Schroeder. So come join me at the Point for some self-healing rhythms by the river. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshigalimistatepark.org.
Sunday, July 12th is the 26th annual Antiques on the Avenue on University Avenue in Seals Grove. From 9 to 3, the Seals Grove Chamber of Commerce welcomes you and your family to a day of antiquing with some new twists you don't want to miss. Bring your favorite treasure from home and find out the value at the antique appraisal booth. Enjoy local historical displays by area museums, and don't forget to grab lunch at the Chamber's food stand. More info at sealandsgrove.net. It's Antiques on the Avenue on July 12th from 9 to 3 in Seals Grove.
Great to be with you. Kevin continues to vacation in the south of France. Did make a quick trip to Barcelona, as you can tell by the music. When he'll be back, we don't know. He's been gone now for five shows, and maybe we should do a poll. Should Kevin return to the show? That would be cruel, don't you think, Kyle?
It would be a little cruel. I don't want to. You know, put that on the poor guy.
Okay. Horning, by the way, in his NFL career, averaged 4.2 yards a carry. Just as, you know, in case you're wondering. This guy Bettis. I wonder if he's going to take time off to go to that. I wonder. I mean, I encourage him. I think he should go. I think he should go see his guy Bettis get into the Hall of Fame. Worshipped him all those years. Was his primary guy that kept pushing him to get into the Hall. So yeah. Now, who do I think should be in the Hall that's not? I think Jerry Kramer should be in the Hall of Fame. I always felt that Jerry Kramer should be in the Hall of Fame. Great, great player. Great offensive, hard judge offensive lineman, but he was a great player. Great offensive lineman. And, yeah. So. Always felt that when I looked at him. Yeah, Horning averaged 4.2 yards a carry. That's good. Yeah. We won't get on his case about that. It's all right. Okay. Let's see. The Pete Rose thing's been the thing we've talked about mostly. Should he get into the Hall of Fame or not? There are going to be a lot of people. You know, so far, everybody that's called the show has said, yeah, they think he should. And I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that at all. Scores today, Kansas City in the bottom of the seventh inning leads Tampa Bay 7-3. Alex Gordon's going to be out for 6 weeks. Yankees beat Oakland today 6-2. The White Sox behind Jeff Smarja with his second career shutout. Beat the Blue Jays 2-0. And the big one tonight, the Pirates and the Cardinals open up a four-game set. With the Cardinals right now leading the Pirates by 4.5 games in the National League Central. That's the first of a four-game set tonight at PNC Park. And LeBron James has signed a two-year deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. We're scheduled tomorrow to have Ben Klein with us, Penn State linebacker, to talk about Lift for Life, which will be Saturday. From 11 to 2, the actual Lift for Life itself will be from 11 to about 1. The autograph session from 1 to 2. That will take place at the Penn State lacrosse field. It's a great spot to watch it. It will benefit kidney cancer research. In the organization Uplifting Athletes, Penn State is number one in fundraising, and they do all this themselves. This is the players. It's all on them. They really, except for an advisor, they really can't get any help. If they're going to do something like this, it has to be them. They have to be the ones doing it. And Ben Klein is now in his second year of running it. We'll have Ben on the show tomorrow. Adam Brenneman and Akeel Lynch are two other key components to this. Also, Anthony Zettel. Now, they've done a good job over time of setting up their board where they've had an excellent mix of underclassmen to go with upperclassmen. That way the mantle can be and the torch can be handed with relative ease. Akeel Lynch has been involved with this since his freshman year. And I would not be surprised that he and Brenneman are the two guys that take it over next year as the two leaders of it. But Ben Klein is universally respected by his teammates. That's one of the reasons last year when he popped his Achilles, it affected a lot of people because everybody just genuinely respects this guy. And Ben Klein, by the way, is a linebacker. He'll help them this year. He may not be a starter, but he'll help them this year. And the reason I think he'll help them is that he knows how to play the game. When you have guys like Jason Kabinda, very talented, and by the way, Kabinda got thrown into the Northwestern game last year, and he didn't really know what he was doing. But you notice when he played later in the year, and Boston College was a perfect example, and Kabinda played in the bowl game against Boston College, he knew what he was doing, and it made a difference. You could just see where he was setting himself up on the field, how he made plays, how he understood angles he had to take. Leverage and angles are so important in this game. I know I'm going to do baseball tonight, for example, the State College Spikes. And there'll be moments where in the outfield, I'll talk about how the outfielder took a great route to the ball. Look, instinct, anticipation, understanding angles, very important in so many sports. That proper angle you need to take on a cut that you make to the basket in basketball, an angle you need to take and a cut you need to make in a set play in hockey. Football, we talk about it all the time, whether it's the defensive back as to how they play it or a wide out as to how they play it or a route that a running back takes. Angles means an angle of a block. Ability of a linebacker or a safety to take the right angle and get to a spot to prevent a big play. And the same thing in baseball. That route an outfielder takes to get to the ball, the angle they take to get to it. Klein knows how to play the game. And that's what I've always liked about him. When Ben has been in the game, you can tell right away he knows exactly where the play's going, where he needs to be, and he has that depth of understanding of it. And that'll be part of the growth. I mean, having him here for this year is going to be very important. He'll provide, that's what they missed last year. For example, when Nyheim Wortman-White got hurt against the week of the Northwestern game, it would have been great to have had a veteran like Ben Klein to step in and play. Instead, a kid had to play. They had to take the red shirt off of Jason Kabinda and play him. And Kabinda, I think he made 8 tackles in that game. He hung in there. There's no question. He hung in there. But, you know, I talked to Mike Hall a few times, and Mike said, hey, look, you know, we had to help him. I said, hey, look, you got to be here. You got to go here. He said, we did everything we could to help him out. Well, at the end of the year, Jason Kabinda didn't need that kind of help because he'd been in a game, had game speed, and it made a big difference. And then you saw him play the way he did in the bowl game. Troy Reeder is going to be a good player for them as well. You got Gary Wooten, you got Ben Klein. So Penn State's gone from a year ago having 3 linebackers you felt really good about, Hull, Bell, and Wortman. And he's taking out his mom's name now, Nyheim Wortman-White. And Now you feel comfortable, at least I do, going in, that they've got seven linebackers now. That's more of what we have been used to over the years. I remember, for example, I remember a few years ago, and he was just a freshman at the time, when Brad Barrs came in. Brad Barrs was a middle linebacker. And Brad Barrs was the third-team middle linebacker. And I remember watching practice thinking, that's the third-team middle linebacker? They're in pretty good shape. Now, eventually, they moved him to defensive end because it was an avenue to get him in there to play. Plus, he bulked up a bit, obviously, to play it. But Penn State, with the sanctions, has not had this kind of depth at linebacker. Now you're going into this year and you got seven guys. And I've left Koa Farmer out, and Koa Farmer could easily make it eight. And Vaughn Walker could make it nine. So you feel comfortable now at that spot with the depth that they've been able to replenish the depth with Klein coming back, Walker coming on, Farmer being redshirted, Reader being redshirted. And we'll have Ben Klein on the show tomorrow to talk about Lift for Life because he has run that. They have now cracked the $1 million barrier in overall fundraising since its inception. Scott Shirley, Dave Coslow, Damone Jones got this going years ago. There were four players on the team, Jones, Coslow, Shirley, and the fourth one was Darian Hardy, a defensive back. And all four of them had parents with kidney cancer. I mean, that's shocking because the percentage of people in the country that have kidney cancer is actually very low. And to have 100 scholarship guys and have four of them with fathers that were afflicted with it was incredible. So that's why they started the Lift for Life. The players started this going. They went to Joe about it. Joe said, hey, look, you can raise some money doing it. He says, go ahead and do it. And they do it as part of their regular workout. Now, John Thomas had his own workout routine as to how he did it. Fitz had his own way as to how he did it. And now Dwight Gault has his own way. You know, each strength and conditioning coach has to have their own method to do it as to what they believe in at this point in July the players need to be working on to get themselves ready for the upcoming season. That's why these things are tailored in a certain way. I think the whole thing on Saturday, if it starts at 11 o'clock, I wouldn't doubt that they're done between 12:30 and 12:45. And then they'll have an autograph session after that, and they're supposed to be there signing autographs until 2 o'clock. And all the players, now the freshmen won't be a part of this thing. They have their own thing. It's separate. They'll have to take care of it on their own beforehand. But all the veterans are expected to be a part of this. And they enjoy being a part of it. And it's also an excellent interaction with the fans. Fans love it. And, again, it'll be the Penn State lacrosse field coming up Saturday at 11 o'clock. It'll go to approximately 1, and then the autograph session goes from 1 to 2, and we're scheduled to have Ben Klein on the show tomorrow. Let's get you up to date on the scoreboard now. By the way, yes, LeBron James expected to sign a 2-year deal, $46.9 million. He can opt out of it next year as well. And the second year of the contract is a player option. And I don't blame him at all. Because with the new TV contract, the max deal goes up again next year. That's fine. That's a player taking care of his future. Nothing wrong with that. He has control over it. Let him. Let him. All right, let's get you up to date. The rest of the scoreboard, of course, the big one tonight in the majors will be the Pirates and the Cardinals opening of a 4-game set at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Cardinals right now lead the Pirates by 4.5 games. Kansas and other games right now. Kansas City leads Tampa Bay 7-3, top half of the eighth inning. Yankees won today. They beat Oakland 6-2. Shutout for Jeff Smarja, his second career shutout. The White Sox beat Toronto 2-0. There's been a lot of talk that Smarja is going to be traded. And so Smarja gets the shutout today. Brett Gardner is going to replace Alex Gordon on the All-Star team. And Gardner's had a fine year. So I think that, you know, that's great for him. This is the day, by the way, that players can sign with the NBA. So, for example, you heard about LaMarcus Aldridge and so forth. Yeah, he's signed, and he is he's set to go. And you about DeAndre Jordan, how the entire, like, let's see, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, the owner Steve Ballmer, and Coach Doc Rivers stayed at Jordan's house until 12:01 when he was eligible to sign with him, and then he did. Now, I don't know whether it's legal or not, but yeah. U.S. Women's Open taking place at Lancaster, which is part of what we've been using to since he's here in the state, and it's part of their coverage. That's why we've been trying to get, for example, Joe Buck on the show is calling it down there. And the leaderboard at the U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster, Kari Webb, has gone out and shot a 4-under par 66. Marina Alex, a 4-under par 66. Amy Yang, a 3-under par 67. Morgan Pressel, whom we heard on the show earlier this week, a 2-under 68. Let's see. Stacey Lewis, whom I picked to win, 1-under par 69. MV Park is 1-under through 9 holes. Lydia Ko shot even par 70. Let's see, anybody else on here that jumps out right away to us? Still plenty of players out there playing the course. That just started. Lexi Thompson, 2-over through 10. Christy Kerr, struggling, 4-over through 10. She liked her chances going in. And yeah, I did not see Michelle Wee's name in there, which obviously is the defending champion, and also she's been the dominant personality on the tour, which I, you know, like, because she's been the prodigy. She's the one that people have talked about all the, Michelle Wee is at, she shot a 2-over 72 today. All right, so she's 6 shots back. So there's, that gets you up to date on that scoreboard. A lot of scoreboards, Kyle, to keep track of. In what's supposed to be a slow time of the year. And Wimbledon, Serena Williams just continues to be the best player in the game. She beat Maria Sharapova in straight sets today, 2 and 4. She'll take Merguza, who won in 3 sets today, in the final on Saturday. Tomorrow's men's, the gentlemen's final coming up as well. That'll be semifinal. That's coming up tomorrow. But Serena Williams is rolling. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Your four-legged friend is an important part of the family. Don't they deserve the best health care too? Then choose Animal Care Hospital in Lewisburg, featuring advanced technology, including laser therapy, ultrasound, and digital x-ray. Everything to keep your pet healthy. Open Saturdays and evenings for your convenience. Trusted, compassionate, expert veterinary care for over 25 years on Hospital Drive in Lewisburg, near Kelly Elementary School, and at myanimalcarehospital.com. We love what we do.
The best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
You know what the number one cause of job dissatisfaction is in the workplace? I saw three different surveys that told me this. Lack of traction. People feel like they're working on something that doesn't matter and they don't see progress. They're doing work that doesn't matter and they don't have a sense of progress. It's not the pay. It's not that their boss is a jerk. It's none of that. It's I don't have any sense that what I'm doing is moving anything and it doesn't matter.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 1 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK app.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Sunday, July the 12th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will have Catman Stu at the marina, one of the Valley's most dynamic duos featuring originals and covers. Breakfast is available for purchase by the Hotel Edison. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
Hi, this is Joe Santa from Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC on Market Street in Sunbury. I can't thank everyone enough for coming back again and again. Thank you for putting your trust in us and spreading the word about the Blaze Alexander experience. There's no better feeling than having a customer send their friends and family in to save some dough. You will not get a better deal anywhere, and we've got the Blaze Alexander lowest price guarantee to back that up. That's right, if you find a better deal on a new vehicle in stock, bring it to us in writing. If we can't beat it, we'll give you $1,000, guaranteed. In 8 years I've been here, that's the only time we haven't given money away. Check out our inventory and our brand new website at blazealexandersunbury.com. New and used vehicles are arriving daily. Plus, with our network of 14 dealerships, we have what you want. Stop in our remodeled showroom, see our service department for great prices, and enjoy the complimentary coffee, orange juice, fruit, popcorn, and yogurt while you wait. Don't forget, blazealexandersunbury.com. Check us out on Facebook so you can get to know us, win contests, and see what's going on around the dealership. If you want to save some dough, you got to buy from Joe at Blaze Alexander's in Sunbury. We're taking the deals the other guys won't.
Now,
what was it? Sorry, Steve.
Has Kevin sent us a postcard yet?
I don't believe he has. That's pretty rude, if you ask me. You think, you know, he'd at least share with us something, the beautiful, you know, coastal scenes.
I know he's gone to London, Paris, and Rome, and he stopped in at Barcelona to look at the Olympic facilities. But, I mean, I figure we'd at least get a postcard. One of those, like, you know, wish you were here, ha, ha, ha kind of things. Just wondering, you know. I don't know about you. I'm not that worried about him. But...
No. He's a big boy. I'm sure he's enjoying himself and having fun. But I wasn't too concerned about a postcard, personally.
I was just hoping maybe, I think he sent us something. I know the last year when he took this vacation, he did send something. It was something about send money, please. But, you know, I thought it was a scam, so I threw it out.
And that clearly turned out just fine. So
I'm not so sure. All right. Looking forward to... getting things rolling here tomorrow. Ben Klein scheduled to be on the show, talk about uplifting athletes and about the Lift for Life. And we hope to get more details from Fox about Joe Buck's availability. They did get a hold of me late this morning. To their credit, they have been on top of this. And they said that he wants to do the show. It's just a question now of all of us coordinating our schedules to make it happen. Pretty simple. So, and we appreciate his willingness to do the show. We appreciate the job Pete Kowalski and Ann Pennington of Fox have done in helping to set this up. Now it's just a question of when. So, and he's busy. Obviously, he's got today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday at the U.S. Women's Open. Then he's got the baseball All-Star game on Tuesday in Cincinnati. So it's not as if he's got all the time in the world to jump on and do the show, yet he's going to do it anyway. So that's cool. And we're looking forward to that. And as soon as we know more information about that, we will get it to you so you can click in and listen to it. And, of course, if you happen to miss anything along the way, the Steve Jones Show podcast is always available for you to listen to. Pirates open up a big series tonight with the Cardinals at PNC Park, separated by 4.5 games. They are the teams with the best records in the game right now. Each one has the best, I mean, it's Cardinals have the best record in baseball, and the Pirates have the second best record in baseball right now. Not bad. Not bad at all. So that is the big story coming up. Baseball dominates right now. It's the one time of the year that baseball dominates. There's nothing going on in football. The Lift for Life will be coming up on Saturday. But nothing going on in football right now. It's a little quiet. The Penguins certainly made their splash with the Phil Kessel trade. Basketball, really the verbal agreements between July 1 and July 8 always dominate the news. But now it's all baseball. And I know there's been a lot of talk about should Alex Rodriguez be in the All-Star game and so forth. And everyone knows that I look at the All-Star game as an exhibition game. In other words, tonight, I'd get more geared up tonight as a baseball fan to watch the Cardinals and the Pirates play a meaningful game in the standings. And it's meaningful in this regard. You want to win your division. You want to somehow avoid that one-game playoff. The Pirates have been in that one-game playoff in each of the last 2 years. It worked out 1 year when they beat Johnny Cueto in Cincinnati. It didn't work out last year when Madison Bumgarner beat them, shut them out. And when you lose that game, there is no other game to play. It's not like losing game one of a best of seven. You look around, okay, look, we can even up the series tomorrow. You can't do that. That's why winning the division is so important. You avoid that game. Well, the Cardinals and the Pirates are separated by 4.5, and they'll play the first of a 4-game set tonight. So the Cardinals can't lose the lead in the series. The worst they can be out of this is a half game up going into the All-Star break. The worst the Pirates can be out of this is 8.5 back going into the All-Star break. And that will begin tonight at PNC Park. Look, I've mentioned the Phillies, but I don't want to depress the passengers any more than I have to be.
We can all agree they've been through enough.
You got that right, brother. All right, looking forward to tomorrow. Ben Klein joins us on the show. And Lift for Life is coming up on Saturday. Thanks for joining us from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hubbell's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.